皆さんようこそ。世界中が待ちに待ったピチカート5の新しいアルバムが。
That was anus and sun-kissed.
Really gassy.
Now, yeah, I just don't think Shawn Johnson did in that Bella lifter, and she got the gold medal for the team because she.
Mm-hmm.
She had a broken leg and still like landed perfectly. Now she had a pluck behind to Google her. I'm actually, Scoozies! The today's farts are provided by Noah's Anus and Sunkiss.
Really gassy.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Scoozies! I should...
Really gassy.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4,800 of the BFO for Thursday the 2th of July... 2026, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A new show.
Y'all, I've got a follow-up question today, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Red. Or similar.
America's asking you to call.
Hello. Gasser-uppers, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. Your gasser-uppers today. Yes, Big Fatty, kind of like PNS Noah. He's all gassed up. He was all gassed up. But, y'all, your gasser-uppers today, because, y'all, for many people, the NDPens Dance Weekend. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I love it, especially today at your senior size class. They'll all be in their Depends and dancing. It's true. And I may make that joke at the class today. I don't know. But y'all people are gassing up to get away. Y'all, it's the midpoint of the summer between Memorial Day and Labor Day. So y'all get out there, gas it up, and yes, Big Fatty, too.
So make a day today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Red. Or similar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 2th of July, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person, and I always get this wrong, but I think I met him at the Pride 48 in Nolens. But I may have been lost wages, but I want to say it's Nolens. When he first contacted me many, many years ago, y'all, he's been a long-time listener. Y'all, I thought he was of the clergy, as they say. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And I was a little taken aback that anyone of the clergy, as they say, yes, Big Fatty, we know several like that would listen to the little show. But there are whores everywhere, Big Fatty, and some of them aren't coming to. Hot Dog Weekend. Oh, Big Fatty. A whore has lost his way, it's true. Anyway, and you know who you are. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. He or she knows who they are. Well, it's probably a he. Yes, Big Fatty. Or similar. Y'all has been a long time listener of the little show. Y'all, he's out there in the mile. Yeah, I've got him a nip-a-nap. He's out there in the Mile High City, out there in the Denver, you know that's the former home of the enormous Little Show. Yes, Big Petty, we'll have to be playing the bagpipes for them. I think we've already played it. But Big Fatty, are you just shaming them into doing a Little Show? Well, you'd have to ask old Cricket Hat that. But y'all, I am talking about none other. Y'all, he's just a genuinely nice guy. One of the quiet ones, as they say, and you gotta watch out for those quiet ones. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Brother Sinatus. Big Fatty, we love Brother Sinatus. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Brother Sinatus on the social medias or in a religious setting of, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you!
Big Fatty, you didn't have the introduction bumper. No, I'm not going to do that every day. Question number two from BFO 4700. Y'all, that was 100 shows ago. The Laughing Buddha asks, Big Fatty, do you like oatmeal? After Big Fatty's assorted digressions about the number one fan winner, Mrs. Lauren, and crowning, we return to the boring matter of oatmeal. Well, we here at the SSQD also pause briefly to congratulate the number one fan winner, Mrs. Lauren, and all other Big Fatty royalty of 2026. The desk also thanks all prior winners, particularly those who submitted SSQs for their service. Thankfully, the SSQD has not delayed entering SSQs in the ledger so long that the calendar has rolled over to 2027. Mrs. Lauren might consider using Your Highness instead of Mrs. The SSQD guarantees it will make Mrs. Lauren feel like she's just eaten a pat of parquet on her grits. Okay. But the question about oatmeal, Big Fatty doesn't care for oatmeal. Big Fatty admits that he might eat oatmeal if it's at gunpoint. Y'all, here's the follow-up question. Yes, Big Fatty, get to it. Did Big Fatty ever, many, many years ago, say in the 1970s, eat grits with a pat of parquet? Or was the Hat Arena wise to this margarine nonsense? Well, first of all, SSQD, thank you so much for the follow-up question. And y'all, the Hat Arena did indeed use, you didn't buy margarine, you bought parquet. And y'all, the Orange Hat, he was not a fan of any kind of margarine. In fact, if he and my mother went out to eat or they were at someone else's house, he would look to her and she would put whatever the bread spread on her biscuit or roll. And then she would either nod to him that it was a real butter, or she would nod negative that it was a margarine. So anyway, y'all, so as we ate food, unless it was for baking, we generally did not eat margarine. Big Fatty. Big Fatty. Fatty, y'all, I just realized all of these years I had this music bed labeled CBS Tis Morning Full. And y'all, it's CBS This Morning Full. So, Fatty, you really caught that one. It only took you 18 plus years. True. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, quiet evening here in the villa. I watched the news, and y'all, then I switched it over to the... Oh, no, let me back up. Y'all, I went to Shady Pines. And y'all, I had the Turkey Club sandwich. And y'all, it came with two sides. Y'all, I ordered two baked potatoes. Fatty, you fat ass. Well, y'all, the sandwich, it had to be the size of two pieces of bread together, side by side. And so I wasn't going to be able to eat the whole sandwich, so I ate half the sandwich. Y'all, it was delicious, too, I might add. And I had one of the baked potatoes, and then I asked the lady to give me the other baked potato to go. And I took the other half of the sandwich, and I came home. So, anyway, that was delicious. Got home, and y'all turned on the sports ball. Y'all, the Atlanta Braves, y'all, they have fallen on hard times. Y'all, they couldn't get a win if you gave it to them. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all... headed to read some more in my Apple Snack The First 50 Years book. Y'all, and while I was doing that, y'all, Apple Snack system upgrade. So y'all, I had to get everything started to do the software updates. And so I did all of that. And then y'all went to bed a little bit after 9 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, I don't know what happened. But y'all, I felt like I tossed and turned all night long. But y'all, my Apple clock said that I only had two small interruptions. You know, that's usually when I turn from my left side to my right side or something like that during the whole night. And it was early on in the evening. But y'all, I guess I dreamed that I was tossing and turning, and y'all, there was just lots going on. Y'all, one of my older bosses, he was just crazy. And he was, I don't know what was going on, but he was trying to take somebody out to a special supper. And I suggested that he go to the S&S cafeteria, because everybody can find something good at the S&S cafeteria. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, especially if they're ancient like you. Well, it's true. The old folks do like a blue light special. Well, we like a blue light special and a blue plate special. It's true. Y'all, do you remember the blue light special at the Kmart? Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Kmart, the savings place.
Kmart is your savings store, where your dollar buys you all.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's the only blue light people like to see flashing. It's true. Anyway, y'all, it was just the weirdest dream. But anyway, got up on hump day morning, had my breakfast, had a bagel. Y'all, did I tell you I ordered a bagel slicer? I had been eyeing one for a while, and I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to get it myself before my Lesbyterian Delivery Service free trial runs out. Y'all, that's the other half of that turkey sandwich. So I had that, read the paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I started doing my nipple walking. Then what did I do after that? Oh, Big Fatty, we don't know. I know what I did. Y'all, I got myself a shirt, and then it was off. Y'all, I was off to the eye doctor. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all went. It's my annual eye exam. Yes, Big Fatty, the brown eye. No, that's examined more than once. Oh, Big Fatty, enough. And y'all had a new doctor. He was young and dumpy, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Yes, Big Fatty, he wore a husky. But y'all just couldn't have been any nicer. And y'all, while I was waiting for my exam, y'all, I was looking around. You know, last year I bought these glasses. They were the Armani Exchange brand. And y'all, every year before that, I had always had the Ray-Ban. So I went back over to the Ray-Ban, and y'all, they had a pair that I kind of liked. And it was more of a silver coloring. And so y'all came out, and y'all, I ordered me the pair of glasses and had the nicest lady help me. In fact, she helped me last year because I asked her how long I had had these. She says, since last year, and I sold those to you. I said, well, thank you for calling. And I said, now, I want all my insurance and all the good discounts that people have to ask for. I'm asking for them. So y'all, she gave me, got me the glasses and they call them the progressive lenses. And, so I got those. Y'all, of course, they'll be a week to 10 days before they're ready. And, but y'all think I'm gonna like them. And, y'all, she gave me an extra $50 discount. Oh, Big Fatty. And, y'all, from there, y'all, I did not go to the Lowell's, but I went to the Home Depot. Now, y'all, I know young Nicholas is mad as a snake at me right now. But, y'all, I was going to go to the Home Depot first to see if they had what I was looking for. I'm trying to get something to replace my tree in the back that I had to cut down. And y'all, they had a display of these trees out in front. And I said, well, let me just go over and look at them. And y'all, the sign on them said that they prefer 6 to 8 hours, at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight a day. Well, y'all, these are in direct sun all day long. And so I said, okay. And so I got that. And y'all, then I headed home, dropped it off. and then I was off to get Earl Grey washed. And from there, I went to the Von's East, but Big Fatty, you're out of time. Oh, y'all, it wasn't from there. Y'all, I'm just gonna have to come back and tell you tomorrow. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I'll come back and we'll start at the Home Depot on tomorrow's little show. Big Fatty, that's assuming you can remember. I've written it down here. Hopefully I can remember to look at my list. Oh, Big Fatty, fucking it up the day before you actually fuck it up. It's true. Y'all, let's see. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the PNS Explosion, you know, Patrick, Noah, and Scott. Noah and Patrick, what's the theme of your show?
I should
really gassy.
Oh, well, you know, that's kind of the theme of Big Fatty's little show. Very gassy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.